Unlabeled Leadership is a volunteer service. We appreciate our guests for their stewardship and remarkable stories. We also appreciate listeners like you who back the show with star reviews and contributions.
Gary DePaul with Unlabeled Leadership. Welcome to episode 150. Eric Bries illustrates the essence of leadership. Here's a shout out to listeners in South Holland, Netherlands, and in the United States, Loganville, Georgia, Justice, Illinois, Webster, New York, Arlington, Texas, and Signal Mountain, Tennessee. With that, let's get started. Unlabeled Leadership is about demystifying terminology associated with leadership. It's also about stories that exemplify actions of leadership. In the stories that you're about to hear, Eric Bries does a brilliant job of illustrating what leadership is and explaining the essence of leadership itself. Eric is the co-founder of Nobody Studios. In an earlier episode, you heard from Mark McNally, who also co-founded Nobody Studios. Eric's role is the director of health and wellness, and he's a part of a team that helps companies create, innovate within the healthcare landscape. He helps create startups that have a people-first approach and focuses on maximizing the quality of life while minimizing barriers and costs. On Eric's LinkedIn page, he has one of the most unusual recommendations. It reads like this. As a friend and colleague, Dr. Eric Bries is very often my first call for complicated neurological and brain trauma injuries. Because of his constant desire to continue educating himself with the latest advancements, I have full trust in his recommendations and guidance. Part 1. Self-care and labeling your experiences. Too often, people underestimate how much control they have in their life and overestimate what's out of their control. In this story, Eric shares a quotation from his father that shaped how he approaches his life. Here's Eric to explain.
This comes from the time that I spent working for my father. I was fortunate enough to have a father who was a business owner and entrepreneur. And for many years, he ran a successful company. And that was in construction, specifically commercial construction. I remember through the long hours of working for him, getting up early and getting my butt kicked with physical and manual labor. One thing that really hit home for me was a quote that he had told me at one point when we were just having a conversation about his company and working and where he had started versus where he had gone. And this is something that really stuck out for me. He had said that, Eric, nobody will ever look out for you as much as you will. That really hit me home because I think many of us realize that is true, but sometimes maybe don't want to acknowledge it. No one's going to look out for you as much as you will. I mean, no matter how close you are with a friend or no matter how much your parents love you or no matter how much your partner loves you and cares about you, we all have an ego to feed, for the lack of a better term. We all have things that we think about that, yes, we care about others, but we're always going to look out for ourselves in some way, shape, or form. And not in a selfish way or not in a way where you can't trust others. To really understand that in life, whether it's personally, professionally, emotionally, psychologically, like we really have to take ownership of our outcomes and our results. I think that's such an important thing for us to realize is that where we are today, for better or for worse, is the result of decisions and actions that we've made and that we've taken. Whether that's something where you can hang your hat up and you can be proud of, or you can look at and say, I want to do better and become a better version of myself. It should be motivation for us to continue to pursue excellence. The best version of ourselves. When my dad told me no one else is ever going to look out for you as much as you will, it really instilled in me this drive of realizing that no one's ever going to hand me anything in life. No one's ever really going to give me everything that I truly want in life and that I have to work for it. I really have to work all day, every day, as hard as I can, putting in time, energy, and effort, learning new habits, new skills, new traits, breaking down old ones, learning new things, and sometimes even unlearning things that I thought were true in the past, but are no longer true or present in my life. I think it's a really powerful message and a statement that has really been something that I've really owned and I've really put into action. And more importantly, too, it's made me realize that in the moments where I find myself maybe slipping, I kind of am expecting other people to take care of things for me, or I'm allowing myself to maybe become more vulnerable because of the environment that I'm in or the people that I'm around. And so it's really kind of helped keep me honest. And this is something that I tell colleagues, patients, anybody that I work with, clients. I mean, I expect you to keep me honest because I think that's really important for myself, for me to be kept honest, but also to keep others honest as well, too. It's a great mutually beneficial relationship to help each other grow and continue to grow as time goes on. That was something that really changed my perspective. To this day, it still had reigning outcomes for me, with my personal relationships, professional relationships, and even my career as well, too. And so I'll always be grateful for that conversation that I had with my father on that day.
What I like about that is the underlying statement that you're accountable for your life. People will come and go. They will nudge you in the right directions. They can be the mythical guide that shows up, but you have to welcome them. You have to accept the circumstances that you're in. When someone opens a door for you, you have to walk through the door. It comes down to accountability and taking charge of your life, but also being open to all the help and assistance because we don't go through life by ourselves.
Well, that's the truth. No matter how badly sometimes we want to, people come in and out of your life for a reason. And sometimes you don't always know that reason why. Past relationships, past friendships, just encounters with individuals. I mean, there are reasons for that. And I'm a big believer in that. We don't always know at the time, though. And I think that's where we get frustrated. And I know that that's been a source of frustration for me in my life is we had this friendship and now we don't, or we were in a relationship and now we're not. I mean, was that time wasted or was that an opportunity for me to grow? That person come in my life for a reason? I think it's kind of a yes and conversation. I think you really kind of get out of it what you put into it as well, too. And so, you know, we all have failed experiences, for lack of a better term, failures in our lives, but it's not really a failure if you've learned from it and you've been able to change and improve who you are or what you're becoming as a result of that. A lot of that's really for me about perspective and what kind of perspective we bring to the table with those opportunities that present themselves. The only label that we can give an event is really something that we generate ourselves. Events themselves inherently aren't bad or good. We're the ones that give that label. And so our perceptions matter in that context.
We have an experience. We may label it a mistake, a failure, a learning experience, a growth experience. Something that's good, something that's bad, but we choose to label it that way. It's possible that we can mislabel things by not having a bigger picture.
Yeah, there's truth to that. Life, time and time again, has shown us that. I'm curious to see what the next 34 years of my life have in store for me, Gary. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I will be watching.
Yeah, well, I hope to have more conversations with you too. So that's a two-way street there.
Part 2, helping people to be the best version of themselves. Learning what leadership is more than learning the definition. It's understanding the underlying principles and beliefs and how it's practiced. But you also need to know what the results of leadership should be. In this story, Eric talks about the results of his father's leadership and how he developed his own perspective of what leadership is about. Again, here's Eric.
What is a leader, right? I mean, a leader is somebody who affects you in a positive way in some way, shape, or form. And I think real leaders truly create future leaders as a result of that. My leadership story is one that I would say wasn't specifically an intentional leadership experience, although it very may well have could have been. And so this comes back to the part of me working for my father. My dad had a company in commercial construction. And as a result of that, every summer from middle school into high school and even my first year of college, I came back home to work for my father. And what those days consisted of was me making up at 4 or 5 in the morning to go pour concrete, do manual labor, set studs, steel. I mean, all of these physical manual labor jobs that are excruciating, time consuming, at sometimes they're painful and they're absolutely exhausting. One of the things that I really appreciated about that was at the time, being in high school and middle school, you don't really understand reasons for things. And so I didn't tell anybody who I was when I started working for my dad. And my dad didn't mention it either. It was just a new laborer, new person on the job. But one of the things that I realized really quickly is that I was really fortunate to have the perspective of people before they knew who I was, because they told me the truth. One of the things that I realized is that my dad was highly regarded by a lot of his workers because of the way that he treated people. It wasn't about their status. It wasn't about their title. It wasn't about anything outside of the fact that he just genuinely treated everybody the same, which is he cared about them and he listened to them and he took in their perspective and he processed it. Maybe he didn't always agree with them. He took it and he provided value to that context and that conversation. People realized that and they knew that. I think true leaders are selfless servant leaders who can allow people to become the best versions of themselves. And that's what I got to see working for my father. Outside of me having to wake up way too early and having to do physical manual labor that at the time I was not always very excited to do, I realized that the way you treat people is a really unique opportunity to have others realize how much value you place on other people and relationships. That was one of the best lessons that I could have ever gotten from my father, was the fact that he taught me what it was like to truly be a leader and to be somebody who can be trusted. Business is personal. Whoever said business isn't personal clearly didn't understand business, because business is all about relationships. It's all about connecting with other people, irregardless of what they look like, who they are, any of those factors. Some of them to a point are important because you want to build relationships with high quality individuals and have them be it's a mutually beneficial relationship. What it really taught me is that communication is key, both verbal communication and nonverbal communication, the way you make people feel. They may not always remember your name, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. But the other thing too was during those moments of doing manual labor, I got to realize how respected that he was. And the things that he would say and go, they were perceived very differently than they were with his business partner. And unfortunately, that company ended on not so good terms. And that was a really big lesson for me as well too, about leadership and about finding business partners and hiring and firing and building these relationships in life, whether they're personal, whether they're, you know, professional, or whether they're even intimate. I mean, those are such important things for us. Leaders come in all shapes and sizes, but the big thing that a lot of leaders carry is effective communication and being able to value people's opinions and just show them the time of day. Listen to somebody, have a conversation. Don't just hear, truly listen to what somebody is saying, internalize it, and be able to make them, you know, understand that you're there to have a conversation with them, not just to tell them what you perceive or what you feel. And so I've been very fortunate to have been around some amazing individuals, and yes, they're family members, but also to coaches, parents of, you know, my friends and family, individuals who I've met throughout my professional career as well, to my colleagues, and even patients, clients that I've had in the past. They've taught me so much. And I've been finding more and more that these stories about leadership are so copious around me, especially when you start taking into consideration things that you kind of might maybe have taken for granted before. I think that's a really powerful thing for me to realize, was that there are so many life lessons that I can learn from so many different people. And even if you feel like you're not a leader, in some way, shape, or form, there may be somebody looking up to you who views you as a leader. And that's kind of beautiful within itself as well.
I think you've done a great job just now of describing how leadership has evolved, especially in the last 25 to 30 years. You said there are so many openings that you left me because you captured so much so quickly. And part of it is trust. Part of it is building relationships. It's not all about you. It's about other people, listening to them. It's not expected that someone who is leader has to bring the answers. You've really captured it. And effective communication is key. I think you're spot on with that. At the very beginning, you said one of the parts of leadership is to allow people to be the best version of themselves. Well, it's one of the outcomes of the leadership principles. The people around you are put in an environment, or the environment has changed in such a way to where they can be the best of themselves and they can express what they're observing. Your voice matters.
Yeah, your voice always has mattered. It's just whether or not we put value on that component. You know, the more I get into trying to understand what true leaders look like, there's just so many varieties and variables that go into that equation. I think any leader, regardless of what your professional status is or how many acronyms you have before or after your name, leaders are individuals who are there to make a positive impact. Regardless of what your schooling is, your education, your life experiences, I bet in some way, shape, or form, there's somebody in your life who's looking up to you as a leader. And whether you know it or not, your actions speak louder than your words. And I think taking action, especially when it's massive action towards a common goal with a group of people, which I thoroughly enjoy, and which is why I love what I get to do with Nobody Studios and with my team, I love being a part of a group of individuals who have a goal or an endeavor that's far bigger than them. And that's what's beautiful about Nobody Studios is we're named Nobody Studios because it's not about anybody. It's about the collective effort of the group. There's something to be said about that mentality. And I love the Stephen Covey quote where, begin with the end in mind. Well, if you begin with the end in mind and you realize the power of those statements and those intentions, man, so much of your life and so many aspects of your life that you're hoping to accomplish will come to you before you even know it. And that to me makes me very optimistic about the future of leadership and where we can truly take leadership to the next level, whether it's in business and life, on the sports, any platform you truly want to look into. I feel like we need more leaders out there. And I really hope that that is more of an intentional effort by a lot of people and hopefully those listening today to truly cultivate a true leadership mindset and to continue to be selfless leaders because we do need more of them.
All the things you just talked about has accumulated to something you said at the beginning, and that is by leading others, we enable other people to lead and to do the same. It's almost like a continuous stewardship.
It's beautiful. It's the way things always should be. I think that the more we talk about it and the more we open up, I think the more vulnerable we become, the more available people actually are to be able to be open to that leadership aspect, to being okay with showing your true colors, to not always having to be perfect, to put on a facade. And I know that I've been guilty of that as well too. I have to be perfect. I have to figure this out. I have to get it right. I have to nail this presentation, or I have to present myself in a way that is going to, nobody can question my ethos or my value. And unfortunately, what happens sometimes is people don't always understand you as well as they could because you're not giving them the raw materials. You're not giving them the real you. And I think that vulnerability component, especially for men, I think that that's such an important aspect that we continuously are challenging, is just to be okay with being vulnerable because you're a human. That's beautiful. It's the best part about being alive.
Part 3, meet others where they're at. Leadership is not about you. It's about other people and helping them develop mentally and morally. To do that, you need to take time to listen and learn about the people that you're working with. Eric shares some advice that helps with this. Here's Eric to explain.
I think the best advice that I've ever gotten from leaders in my life has been for you to meet people where they're at. And I think it's so important for us to really consider this in all aspects because you can't meet anybody anywhere else. If you have a high school level education, you expect somebody to answer something from a college level or from a 10 years of experience in industry when they're only in their first year of experience in the industry. It's unrealistic. I know it's unrealistic, but it's kind of impossible. If we're able to meet people where they're at, not only is there going to be less friction, but they have the foundation, they have the solid foothold to be able to truly internalize and perceive what's being asked of them. But more importantly, too, they're willing to take on the challenge and to overcome and grow. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to really focus on as leaders. And whether this is in business, sales, finance, entrepreneur, any aspect of life in general, too, even outside of business, even in your personal relationships. We need to meet people where they're at, because if we don't, we're always going to come up short and we're always going to come up frustrated over the fact that our expectations didn't match the reality. And I know I've done this on, I'm sure, many levels. And the older I get, the more experience that I acquire, the more I become very aware of this, of really trying to not only set expectations, but I ask other people about their expectations so I can get mindset as well as them getting their set as well too. And so I think we really have to understand how impactful and how important it is for us to really meet people where they're at, no matter what is being asked of them.
You just tied together a couple of concepts. I'll begin by saying to meet people where they're at, you have to do analysis, but you have to learn where they're at. And to learn where they're at, you have to do what you said before, effectively communicate. Much of it is listening and gathering that information without making assumptions so that you can be where they're at and be able to communicate, help them develop and grow, and be able to help them be the best version of themselves.
Yeah. On top of all of that, that's exactly what we're looking to do, to help people and to facilitate a process of people just becoming the best version of themselves. To be honest with you, out of having all the degrees that I have and all of the acronyms behind my name, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I get older. I tell people that and they kind of laugh at it. but I'm really being serious. And I got that from my mom. She has always said that. She's like, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I get older. And I thought for a long time, it was just funny and kind of cheeky. The older I get, the more I realize that our interests change throughout our lives. Yeah. And that's a good thing. Our passions change throughout our lives. Our careers change. Relationships change. That's for better and that's for worse. And so endless pursuit of not necessarily perfection, but becoming the best version of yourself. That is a life worth living right there.
I like how you say that. To facilitate a process for helping people be the best that they can be. With that is being able to facilitate a process for helping yourself be the best that you can be. It's bidirectional, that experience, by interacting with other people and helping them. They in turn, because you have to take that intake and you have to learn about them, they help you in the process.
Mm-hmm. And it's powerful. It's a win-win. True leaders realize that they can learn so much from those that they're leading. And those who are being led clearly understand that relationship as well, too. And I think leadership really is a full circle. It's a full circle of fulfillment. It's a full circle of allowing others to become the best versions of themselves. And it's a full circle of life as well, too. We wouldn't be here without the people who preceded us, who were leaders and innovators in whatever industry or profession they chose. And so that paying forward mentality is really powerful. And it's one of the reasons why we will hopefully continue to evolve and grow as a species.
My thanks to Eric Reese. If you'd like to learn more about Eric, go to the show notes. And if you have a question or comment, go to unlabeledleadership.com, click the message icon, and leave a voicemail message for up to 1 minute. I'd like to thank those who donate to the show. Your contributions makes a difference because this is an all-volunteer service. I'd like to thank you for listening. This is Gary DePaul. Until next time, lead on.